in order to generate feelings of loving kindness, to be able to open the door of your heart to all beings, we have to start with opening the door of our heart to a simple being. And I usually choose some method, or rather some object, which is very easy to develop feelings of warmth and kindness towards. Start with an imaginary object. For me, it's a little kitten. You may prefer a puppy, a child. There was one innovative meditator did once. She imagined a small sapling of a small flower, which was growing on the window ledge of her apartment in Sydney. Whatever it is, imagine a life form, a being, very young, vulnerable, fragile, something which does obviously need your care. At this point, I introduce a focused commentary, using the thoughts in my mind, focused on one thing, the generations of feelings of warmth and love and kindness. Feeling the connection between, for me, a little kitten. As I mention this word kitten, you can substitute puppy, child, little plant, sapling, whatever. Imagine this little kitten, abandoned, whose mother has deserted this little being a long time ago. This little kitten has to struggle in the dark, cold corners of the world, so frightened because of the other bigger cats, bigger animals, will bite it, bruise it. As I visualize this cowering kitten, I can see the scratch marks, the dried blood on its fur. It's only a little baby being, but it's already experienced so much pain and suffering. It hasn't had the care and protection of a mother or father. And you see that little being in a dark recess somewhere, so hungry, starving, so afraid. You can feel its pain in your own heart, and what it must be like to be so small and tiny, yet so hungry, your hunger fighting your fear to go out and try to get something to eat, only to get wounded and beaten. But you're a strong person. You try and look at that being in its eyes. Eyes of fear, of terror, but also eyes which show just a glint of hope. And you send all the loving kindness, the care and metta you possibly can generate to that little being. Little kitten, I will never harm you. Little kitten, I'm here to protect you, to nurture you when you haven't got anyone else to protect you. I'm your friend. I see your pain. And my own heart is wounded. I truly want to relieve you from suffering which you just do not deserve. I imagine myself so slowly and gently moving my hand towards that being and noticing in that little kitten's eyes a mixture of fear and maybe a little bit of trust. Little kitten doesn't want to trust me, but it's so desperate, it takes a chance. and allows me to touch its blood-ridden fur. As you pick it up gently, this bag of fur and bones, and the terror you can still see in that little kitten's eyes. It's got no choice, it has to trust you. And with your loving kindness, you try and warm and heal and soothe away as much of that terror and pain as you can. To show with your softness and kindness this little being who's had such painful experiences can trust someone. That there is such a thing as unconditional love. One big being caring for a tiny being. You gently take it in your hands and bring it to your chest and feel the little kitten relax for the first time in its life. The tightness and tension in its body ease like a hard lump becoming soft. If you warm that little kitten with your own warmth, even though it's hungry, even though it's in pain, the very fact that someone's treating it gently is something that surprises that kitten, something it's never experienced before, something which it recognizes as loving kindness, as care. You warm that little kitten and give it thoughts. I will care for you, little being. I will protect you. Where you can't find your own food, I will find some for you. I will nurture you and make you big and strong again. I will clean your wounds, heal your body. I will look after you. As you visualize a being who desperately needs your loving kindness, and you give it wholeheartedly, totally, and you feel that bundle of fear change and soften as it receives your love. And the little kitten begins to purr. It's found a friend, a being who truly cares for it. As you continue with your inner commentary, generating these beautiful feelings of loving kindness, of warmth and protection around and within this little being, little kitten, I will always make sure you're well fed. You don't have to worry anymore about getting enough to eat. I will always protect you from other bigger animals, so you never get scratched and hurt again. I'll always be there for you as a friend, a protector, as a supplier of everything you need. The little being, the door of my heart, is fully open to you. As you bring that being so close it comes into your heart, you have a friend. And that little kitten gives its love back to you in a way that little animals can. They know that you're its friend, and they care in their own way for you. And as you're generating these thoughts of loving kindness, you may start to notice the corresponding feeling of metta. This softness of the heart, this warmth around the chest. A person is starting to generate feelings of unconditional love. That all your energy and your resources being given selflessly to another being, caring for them, serving them, just wanting them to be well. And when you see them happy, it gives you so much happiness back in return. little kitten, may you be happy and well. May you play like the other cats and have fun and be fat. Little kitten, I truly wish you well. Until the feelings in your chest, the feeling of loving kindness, can be felt as a real force of energy coming from within you, stimulated by the thoughts, but generating soon its own energy. When it's strong enough, you push aside the kitten for a little while, it's fine. And now you visualize another being, a person, your closest friend in this world. It could be your partner, it could be a dear son or sister or just a really good friend. You visualize them as if they were right there in front of you. They too need your kindness and care, as you need theirs. They too are fragile beings who can so easily be hurt, both physically and more terribly emotionally. So you visualize that being and say to that being, I care for you. I truly wish your happiness and well-being. If you have a sickness, if there's anything I can do to relieve that pain, I will do so. And if it cannot be relieved by physical means, I share all my merits, I give all my energy to relieve the pain in your body. And if there's any hopelessness or fear or desperation in your life, please know there's a friend you can always turn to, someone who truly cares for you, the person I'm closest to in this life. The door of my heart is fully open to you. You're my friend, I care for you. As you wish them well with all the energy you can possibly generate, as you bathe them with your loving kindness, like a golden light coming out from your chest, bathing, soothing, seeping into the very heart of your best friend, until the vision in front of you of your best friend breaks into a beautiful warm smile as they send a loving kindness back to you. Metta is infectious. You give it to someone and they give it back to you. As you send all the loving kindness and softness and care you possibly can muster to your best friend in this world, your closest associate. Dear friend, I truly wish you happiness and well-being. Truly, I want you to be at peace. I want you to be enlightened, even before I. Dear friend, may you be free of pain and suffering. May you be at peace and happy. That's my wish for you in this moment. Sincere, honest, powerful. And the more you give your best wishes and goodwill to that being, the more you can feel that energy in your heart just behind your chest. Beautiful, beautiful energy growing stronger. And having generated it on the easy object, now you use some objects which are a little bit harder. Another being, maybe not your best friend, but still someone you like. Visualize them and give them all the loving kindness you possibly can generate. Dear friend, you too deserve to be happy and well. You too deserve to be free of pain and suffering. And all the energy and the power I've generated over these 9 days of meditation, I now send to you. May you be free of any pain and suffering. May you be happy and well. Whatever your aspirations and goals are, may you meet them with little trouble. I truly wish you well. As you generate this beautiful power of loving kindness on a second being, a real being which you visualize in front of you, and you pause to feel the sensation in your chest once more. Beautiful power of love, selfless love, which just wants to give, receiving nothing back in return, just for the joy of loving. And now, without opening your eyes, you imagine all the meditators in this room, all the fellow passengers on this journey of the last 9 days. They too have experienced the frustration of not being able to follow their breath. They too have had the sore knees, sore back. They too have had the same problems you have shared. You have something very deep in common. That's why you can share your loving kindness, your goodwill to everybody in this room. Dear fellow yogis, I truly wish you well. Happiness, peace and insight. Dear fellow yogis, there's a power in my heart which is going out to you, soothing the pain in your knees and back, wishing you that tranquility which sometimes we touch, that deep peace of heart of meditation, and the powerful insights that free you forever. Dear fellow meditators, I care for you. I truly wish you well. In this moment, I'm not concerned at all about my own practice or progress. These moments I give exclusively for you. Dear fellow yogis, the door of my heart is opened for you, and out from that door is flowing this powerful energy of metta. May all beings in this room be free from pain. May all beings in this room be free of the suffering which agitates the mind and stops it being still. May all beings in this room feel that deep, deep stillness, the peace which you've never felt before, the freedom from desires, the taste of enlightenment, as you wish everybody in this room the very, very highest. Not for yourself, but for all others here. And this softness in your heart becomes so powerful, it's so gentle, yet has a force so great. You don't need to be tight to be powerful. The best strength is in softness and gentleness. And you send that strong power out to everybody in this room like a ray of light, a golden energy which seeps into everybody in this room. This is your energy, your power, which you're giving out as freely and liberally as possible to all beings in this room, even to the flies. May all beings in this room be at peace, be free from pain and suffering. May you all see the Dhamma. This energy just soaks in to every corner of this hall, until it becomes so strong, so powerful, it breaks through the barriers and spreads all over this beautiful jhana grove, wishing all other beings who inhabit this forest, the birds and those things which creep on the ground, which are living in the bottom of those lakes, all beings in this forest who are often so afraid, who struggle just for something to eat, who are afraid of other beings eating them back. May all beings in this great forest receive my loving kindness, my care, as we wish you well, happiness and peace, to share this forest with us, knowing that we are your friends. As this power of loving kindness goes right throughout the whole forest, may all beings be happy. And as it goes further and further afield, the feeling in your chest gets stronger. The more you give, the more you have. You spread this loving kindness further until it reaches the whole city of Perth, the city of Rockingham and Kwinana, which you can see down the valley, south of Mandurah, the whole state. May all beings in the whole of Australia be free from suffering and pain. There are people right now who have just had a terrible argument with the people they love. They feel so much pain and fear and tightness inside. There are people who are waiting in those corridors of the hospital, wondering if their son or daughter is going to survive the operation. There are beings in fear and terror, beings who are lonely and poor. There are ordinary beings just walking the streets. There are dogs and cats and birds, subject to pain and suffering. In this moment, may you all be free from pain and suffering. May the power of my heart take away that fear. May the energy I've generated through 9 days of meditation ease the pain. Beings, you may not know me, but I still give you my unconditional, powerful loving kindness. May you be free from fear. As your loving kindness goes further, further to the homelands of many of the people who have come here, to Indonesia and Malaysia and New Zealand and Singapore and Thailand, over the whole of Asia, to the battlefields of Afghanistan, to the places of hunger in Africa, to the places of confusion in the developed West, throughout the whole world where people feel pain and suffer and cry tears, bitter tears of disappointment, to the beings who crawl on the land and fly in the air and swim in the oceans. May all beings in this great planet Earth be free of suffering, to know that someone cares for you this moment, that you're not alone. There are people who remember you and care for you. You should spread this power of loving kindness throughout the whole world, down into the depths of the oceans, up into the skies, until it goes to the places where the sun and moon shine not. Beautiful power of loving kindness which reaches even up to the heaven realms. All beings from the hell realms and the ghost realms and the animal realms, the human realms, even the deva realms, you may not think that you need my loving kindness, but I give it to you anyway. As you spread this unconditional, powerful, unlimited energy of metta everywhere in all directions, unrestricted, unlimited, powerful. May all beings be happy and well, free from pain, free from suffering. Now I'm just going to pause a while and ask you to think once more of a special being who really needs your loving kindness right now. For someone you know, visualize them now and give them as much loving kindness as you possibly can give, healing their pain, taking away their sickness, sapping them with every ounce of loving kindness you can generate. Remember who they are. There's also one other person we've left out. That's the person doing this, you. Imagine now that you're looking in a mirror at yourself. And just like you said to all other beings, say to yourself, me, I too deserve to be happy and well, to be free from fear and pain. May I be happy and well. May I be at peace. May my disappointments and pain be relieved, because now I give my energy to me. Whoever I am, whatever I've done, wherever I might go, me, the door of my heart, is totally open to me. As you love yourself for who you are, not what you might be, but you care for yourself unconditionally as you are. I make peace with myself, with all my faults, inadequacies. I love me. Come home. As you forgive any mistakes, stupidity of the past, and make absolute 100% total peace with yourself. Forgiveness is part of metta. And having forgiven the faults of the past, say, I love me. May I be happy and well. May I give myself the gift of peace. Feel free, me, to be yourself. Just like a mother loves her only child, so you send that same warmth and acceptance to yourself, opening the door of your heart, taking the door panels off the hinges, destroying the walls which separate you, until you're at peace with yourself, giving yourself unconditional warmth and peace. What does that feel like? Just stay there for a few minutes, making peace, making love with yourself. This beautiful energy, the energy of unconditional loving kindness, powerful, immense. You've got to bring it in now. Bring it into your heart. You can imagine your heart like a lotus, like a flower, like a golden cage, if you like, where your loving kindness can sleep tonight, protected, ready to fly out to serve, to heal at a later day. Being at peace with yourself and the whole world. I'm now going to give the blessing for you. Sabba Buddha Nubhavena Sabba Dhamma Nubhavena Sabba Sangha Nubhavena Buddha Ratanang Dhamma Ratanang Sangha Ratanang Tinang Ratananang Anubhavena Chaturasiti Sahasa Dhamma Kanda Nubhavena Pitakataya Nubhavena Jinasavaka Nubhavena Sabete Voga Sabete Baya Sabete Antaraya Sabete Upadava Sabete Dunimita Sabete Avamangala Vinasantu Ayuvadako Dhanavadako Sirivadako Yasavadako Balavadako Vanavadako Sukhavadako Hotu Sabada Dukha Voga Paya Vera Soka Satu Chupadava Aneka Antaraya Bivina Santu Chatejasa Jaya Siddhi Danang Labang Soti Bhagayang Sukhang Balang Siri Ayu Chawano Chabogang Wudi Chayasawa Satawa Sacha Ayu Chajiva Siddhi Bhavantu Te. Very good. Before we totally end the retreat, I'd like to extend the gratitude to all of the people who have made this retreat possible. All the many donors and builders, the monks, the nuns, everybody who made this place happen. To the poor old plumber who had to come in and fix up all the drains. He's still got some work to be done, but he's trying his best. And for any deficiencies of the retreat centre, because I'm the guy who built it, was responsible for it, I ask your forgiveness for all the times your toilets never flushed. And I'm sure that forgiveness is given. And of course, at the end of a retreat, people ask their forgiveness of the teaching of each other for anything which you do, for all the doors which were slammed, for all of the snoring which happened in this room, for all the other little things. You're just human beings. You all have our forgiveness of the Sangha, as the Sangha asks your forgiveness. In loving kindness, there's nothing which is held against anybody. Just like a mother can tolerate all sorts of mischief from her child, certainly we can tolerate each other. We're all trying our best on this path towards enlightenment. Some are way ahead, some are lagging behind. We all get there at the end. Some on this retreat flew business class, some economy class. Some were stored in the luggage compartment in the back. We all did very well. And so again, there's no need actually to ask or give forgiveness. That is assumed with fellow meditators who have loving kindness. And lastly, we share all the merits. This sharing of merits will happen naturally because whatever peace and wisdom and kindness you've generated here, you'll take home with you naturally. And very fact on who you are and how you speak and how you behave and think, that will affect the people you love and care for. Even the people you just meet on the street will feel the power of what's changed in you as a result of a little retreat like this. There are other invisible beings as well, and we share our merits with them as well, especially deceased parents and relations. And I always think without them, and suddenly I think of my own father, without him I wouldn't be able to be the person I was, I am. So you share this wonderful feeling of sharing merits with the people who are no longer here, out of gratitude for them. So may all beings share in the merits which we have all generated on this retreat. Share in the merits of having built a retreat like this. Some have knocked the nails in, some have made the floor, some have given donations, some have helped with the food, some have just helped washing up afterwards. I know that Bianca asked me to mention, she was so impressed how you gave this morning to just cleaning up this retreat center with so much energy and dedication. So that's not what you asked to do, but you did it much more than was expected. So gratitude from Bianca to all the energy of just looking after this center, because this center is yours. It's not belong to the Catholic Redemptorist Monastery. This is our retreat center. So please look after it, and all the people who gave donations to support it, to make it possible for the next people who come here to also meditate. Thank you also, as we look after our retreat center. So people, they won't just come and just pray and give dana and get merit. They can go to the very highest levels of Buddhism to meditate and experience the Dhamma just like the Buddha did, in a place which is set aside for the very highest practice of Dhamma, gaining peace in one's heart. So all the people who served and help here, that's huge merit, great good karma. So be happy that you've done a wonderful thing, and be happy that you've come for the very first retreat in this retreat center. Just like I remember many years ago, I remember feeling so privileged to see the very, very first concert of Led Zeppelin. Now this is much better than a rock band, even though Led Zeppelin became world famous. Jhana Grove Meditation Retreat Center would become even more famous. Just keep watching this space. And you were the first at Jhana Grove Retreat Center. It's a wonderful thing. So go with peace in your heart, go with kindness in your body, speech and mind. And may you have a wonderful time, and I'll see you here again. The place is yours. Make use of it. Very good. So we can finish off formally by doing the Arahang Sama Sambuddha in front of the Buddha.
Arahang Sama Sambuddha Bhagava Buddha Bhagavata Abhivade. Suvakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammanamassami. Suppatipanno Bhagavato